ordinary council meeting. The motion can be found on page 60 of the page. Do we have a mover? Councillor Mason. And seconded by, well, Councillor Ashley. Sure, Councillor Lowe, I did see your hand there. But, okay, so Councillor Mason.
The officer's recommendation, I'll move that, and it is to do with Joe Hart being removed as the proxy from the Future Impact Group.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry, yes. True. Sorry, wrong one. Officer's recommendation, I'll move that. Thank you.
The officer's recommendation, just for clarity, is remove the wording with Joe Hart being the proxy from the resolution number 9125 of the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of June 2025. Are there any other speakers? I'll go to Councillor Ashley.
No, as I say, it comes down to the proxy bit again. You know, are we going to have proxies or aren't we going to have proxies? Let's put a line in the sand on that.
Thank you. Okay. Now, are there any other speakers? To or against the motion? No. And return it to the mover in Councillor Mason.
Put the motion, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Those in favour, please say aye or raise your hand. Unanimous again. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is item 11, Strategy, Performance and Development. There's a summary at the top of the page. The report discusses submitting a motion to the next general meeting of the Local Government Association of Tasmania, calling on the Tasmanian Government to legislate powers to local government under the Boundary Fences Act of 1908. The officer's comments and options are there on page 63. The recommendation goes from 63 and concludes on 64. Do we have a mover?
I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
Councillor Barwick.
Officer's recommendation.
And seconded by Councillor Archer. Okay, Councillor Barwick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is something that I think all councillors have had a phone call from the last instance that happened with animals on the road, and it's something that if we don't put it, it's something that actually should come through the whole 29 councils. It's not just one council. When we put it to the Local Government Association, everyone can then either support us or it then puts it into the state government's hands, where it used to be many years ago. And they took it out, but it's something that we need to be needs to be looked at again. No good having excuses that someone's, like I heard the mayor say, oh, someone opened the gates. You know, then there are no excuses. A gate should be, if the gate's locked when you go into a farm, you make sure it's shut behind you when you go inside that gate. You put it back where it is. But good on the council for listening to us around this table, and thank the staff for bringing it forward so quickly. Thank you.
Just for memory of councillors, earlier on the general manager's declaration discussed a minor amendment on page 63.
Yes.
In part two of the officer's recommendation, it says regulations to be developed, provisions for local government. That needs to be reworded. Regulations to be developed to provide for local government to issue infringement notices. So can we recognise that small change?
Would you like me to move that as an amendment, or are we happy just to remove the word provisions and add to be provided for in number two?
If the mover and the seconder are comfortable with that?
Yeah. All right. Yep. No worries.
Thank you. Okay. Next, Councillor Archer to speak. If we've recorded that correctly.
Really, credit's got to go to Councillor Lowe on this one for, you know, the motivation for it to get to this stage, and this is what I envisage is only just the conception of this issue, and hopefully taken a lot further, going to Elgat, and it might not be exactly what we envisage coming out from the other end from Elgat, but I think this has got merit, and yeah, plenty of credit should go to Councillor Lowe on this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to the motion? If there are not, I'll hand it back to Councillor Barwick to
Nothing further to say. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put that one to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. Unanimous. Thank you very much. Item 12 is Office of the Mayor. 12.1 is Matters of Involvement of the Mayor, Deputy Mayor and the Councillors, found on page 65, and the Officer's Recommendation Decision will be found on page 66.
Mr Chairman, I'll move to accept this report with the wording on the 15th of August of the Mayor that it be changed to former Mayor Doug Burt, not previous Mayor.
I don't think we have a concern with it.
It's just making it that previous means that Doug was the Mayor before.
Go for it.
Which
Thank
is
you.
Not right.
It's we'll see that that amendment is made.
Thank you.
Do we have a seconder? We've got three hands at the same time. We'll go to Councillor Archer. Okay, Councillor Archer. I take it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's all pretty simple. People can read it, I think. So we'll go with that.
Okay. Are there any others that would like to speak to or ask questions of the Mayor, Deputy or Councillor Orr? Councillor Mason.
I'm not too sure. The question was for the Mayor, but you may know. August the 7th, attended Regional Development Australia, Tasmanian Board meeting. Have you any knowledge of that at all?
No.
No?
Not sure whether the General Manager may have optics on that, but through the Chair? No, didn't attend, so not sure. We'll save that one for when the Mayor returns. Are there any other questions? No, we shall return that to Councillor Barwick. Nothing further. We'll put that one to the vote. All those in favour, we'll take that as unanimous. Item 13 is petitions. There are nil. Item 14, notices of motions. 14.1 is annual lease valuation of council-owned land from Councillor Archer. It's moved by Councillor Archer. Seconded by, do we have a seconder? Are you seconding Councillor Barwick?
Yep.
Thank you very much. Councillor Archer?
Yes.
Probably pay to read the motion out so
that... I will do that if you wish.
Thank you.
My motion is that Council obtain an annual lease valuation from a land valuer qualified under Section 4 of the Land Values Act 2001 before Council activates any lease of Council-owned land. May I continue on?
You can.
Yes, thank you. First, I'd like to explain this was taken on notice from the last meeting, which I'm coming to terms with the new meeting procedures after being reasonably au fait with the previous meeting procedures, but this one's brought me unstuck, and so forth. Therefore, it was taken on notice for this current meeting. Now, my intention here is that I believe it's this is actually sort of covered under the Local Government Act under Section 177, I believe. However, that part of the Local Government Act's a bit vague. Now, this motion's to make it clear that when you seek to sell, lease or otherwise dispose that section of the Local Government Act talks about, that you receive a land valuation from a qualified land valuer. Now, the important words here are an annual lease valuation from a in my motion, which clarifies that you just can't come up with any old sort of valuation. It's got to be appropriate for the circumstance. So, let's say currently you can't. It's open to a poor interpretation of that section of the Act, where you could say, "Oh well, you know, we've got a land valuation. The land's worth, you know, $500,000 wholesale. However, if you're only leasing the property, that's not relevant. It's not relevant. So that's my reasoning for this. I won't harp on any more at the moment, and I'll just hand it over for anybody else to contribute if they wish.
Okay, Councillor Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, as a councillor, I would see this motion saying, let's get the true value of what the land is worth, not just get a valuation from the government valuation, which is, you know, what the government say is probably not what a valuer, a qualified valuer, that would look at someone outside renting something that's a lot higher than the government valuation. And it was a bit sad. We were in the mood to do this at the last meeting, but because, again, of the change of the Act, we couldn't bring it forward. So thanks to you for giving us that information. But to me, it's something that I believe we should be looking at with everything. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to the motion? For or against? No. We shall return it to Councillor Archer then for a little bit more information, if you've got some.
I don't really feel the need to provide any more. I haven't been challenged, so we'll see how we go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll put that to the vote. And those for the motion, please raise your hand and say aye. Archer. Councillor Barwick. Councillor Lowe. And Councillor Harris. For. And Councillor Dawson. Against the motion? Are you doing some motion is against? Okay, and Councillor Ashley is also for. Thank you very much. Motion is carried. 14.2, legal advice, Councillor Archer. Councillor Archer, there's another motion here. Do we have a seconder? Don't appear to have a seconder. Yes, Mr. Harris is a seconder. Okay, now, okay, and we'll get you to read the motion, please, Councillor Archer.
Thank you, Mr. Acting Mayor. So I'll read this out. I'll try and make it as clear as I can. When a council employee or the mayor seek legal advice or other qualified advice to be provided to councillors, one, legal advice is to be sought in writing, and two, the legal advice is to be provided in writing, and three, both one and two are to be provided to councillors in full and without reduction or modification. Thanks, Chair. This year is just to make sure that councillors, when they're provided with advice, legal and other, you know, professional advice, that councillors understand the context of that advice, even why it was sought, why it says what it says, why, you know, a staff member may have interpreted that advice in a certain manner. It simply seeks, when councillors have been provided with advice to be considered, that advice is being able to be considered in the correct context. It's as simple as that. It's transparency, maybe not to the public, but certainly to councillors. It's for good decision making, and I would encourage councillors to support it. I've tried to make the motion as clear and concise as possible, to consider what is there for the intention of councillors to consider. So not things for councillors not to consider, only just what is put in front of councillors. Thank you.
Councillor Harris, as a seconder.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, it's had a fair bit of discussion in recent times, the way this is worded, and what we've come up to today is a very concise and explanatory what do you call it? Motion. Thank you. And thank you. Yeah, so fully supportive of moving this one along to be listed and put into action whenever necessary.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Barwick.
Mr. Chairman, all I'm going to say is it was a good discussion and back and forward and getting the understanding of what this motion was about at our workshop, and I'm very supportive of it. Thanks.
Councillor Lowe.
Yeah, thank you. This one got me. Took me a lot of time to work through and understand where Councillor Archer is coming from in his intent. Unfortunately for me, I feel that the parameters are cast so wide with this motion. I asked a simple question at workshop, and that was to understand what we determine as legal advice. I made reference to the fact that we had 17,000... Oh, hang on. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's the expenses from...
Oh, phew. Sorry. There was $17,000 worth of legal expenditure, and for that to come across councillors' table, it wouldn't be, it'd be dysfunctional, I feel, in my mind to work through that. I'm all for any decision that council have to make a decision on, that legal advice, if that's obtained, that should be provided to councillors, but I feel that I'm not either understanding the intent that Councillor Archer's travelling down. So it's with that, yeah, I find it's too broad, and I would consider, we did workshop it and we did talk about workshopping it again. And yeah, I feel that as it sits, I don't believe I can support the motion.
Are there any other speakers? Councillor Ashley?
Yeah, I'm in support of Councillor Lowe. I think it's too broad. I think if we bring it in, rein it in a little bit. I'm all for seeking legal advice on things that councillors need to talk about, but I just think this is opens up a can of worms. It's too wide, as I said in workshop today.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to the motion? I'll have a go at this one. I see the prescription of how the motion is worded, and I tend to agree with the last two speakers. How it's worded is when a council employee or the mayor seek legal or other qualified advice is to be provided to councillors, and I see that as a blanket approach.
Can I just didn't quite understand what you said there. Did you add the word "is" to be provided into that motion?
No, you did. When you read out the motion prior to, when you spoke to it earlier, you mentioned when a council employee or the mayor seek legal advice or other qualified advice, which is not what's written here.
That's not what he read.
Yes, he did. So, point of order,
that was me talking during debate on the...
I thought that was you reading the motion out. That's what I asked you to do. Either way, without that word, and I'm not reading with, I'll read it as it's read here, as it's printed. When a council employee or the mayor seek legal or other qualified advice to be provided to councillors. For me, I see that as a blanket approach. I read it as the interpretation would be any council employee or the mayor when they seek legal advice. That is to be provided to councillors. Now, we discussed at workshop the provision of in accordance with section 65 of the Act. Earlier on in the agenda, at the general manager's declaration, 65 of the Local Government Act, or section 65 of the Local Government Act, is quoted, and it says within that, the general manager must ensure that any advice, information or recommendation given to the council or a council committee is given by a person who has the qualifications or experience necessary to give such advice, information or recommendation. A council or council committee is not to decide on any matter which requires the advice of a qualified person without considering such advice unless the general manager certifies in writing that such advice was obtained and that the general manager took the advice into account in providing general advice to the council or council committee, and B, a copy of that advice, if the advice was given orally, a written transcript or summary of that advice is provided to the council or council committee with a general manager certificate. So I think for clarity, your motion still lacks something for me, and I'd be comfortable if it referenced section 65 of the Act, but I'm not comfortable in its current form. If you would accept an amendment that references section 65 of the Act, or if you'd accept that it goes back to workshop and we can actually go over it to get the right wording for it, I'll be comfortable to support it, but not in its current form. Are there any other speakers? If not, I'll return it to Councillor Archer.
Can I ask a question first?
Sure can.
Would the general manager interpret this motion in any other way than the plain English in which it is written?
Through the chair, the general manager.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Archer. I think I've expressed my concerns at the workshop prior to council. I would feel a lot more comfortable if it was either specific on matters that were coming for council decision, which is specified under 65. I understand there's been concern around would that extend to workshop. If that was specified in the motion, we would certainly adhere to that direction as well. As it stands, I share the concerns that have been expressed around the table by the elected members currently.
Did I actually get an answer to that? Would it be interpreted in any other way than the plain English in which it is written?
My belief, and it's not just my interpretation, Councillor, you'll appreciate a motion will outsee my tenure here unless it's removed, and likely outsee the tenure of the current elected body as well. So my interpretation is that it is not tight enough. It does open it up for potential seeking of information that extends beyond the role of the elected body.
Look, point of order, like this, it was a pretty clear and concise question.
I don't interpret it the way you presented it. No.
So this isn't a debate. It started with a question in response to a question. So if we can move to you, Councillor Archer, to sum up, please.
Thank you, Acting Chair. I'm a bit concerned. I didn't just draft this motion in a way to without any thought about how it would be interpreted. Now, it certainly doesn't say when a council employee or mayor seek legal advice, all that legal advice is to be provided to councillors. It doesn't say that. Plain and simple, doesn't say it.
It doesn't not say it. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. If the motion is silent on an issue, I'm not too sure. You know, my grammar's not the best. I don't know whether maybe there's an apostrophe in the wrong spot. I'm sure there's people here that are a lot better with, and probably they're in the gallery, people that are good with grammar. But I'm not too sure about the. I don't think it's grammatically flawed, the motion. I'll give you an example. I thought about, you know, maybe something different and have it worded like, when a council employee or the mayor seek legal advice or other qualified advice, for the purpose of said advice to be provided to councillors, etc., etc. But then I thought, well, what I didn't want to do was leave any ways out. So let's say if I had a motion worded like that, that we have legal advice put in front of us in the future, and it doesn't have the letter of instruction in writing. It doesn't have the advice provided in writing, or it's just a general summary, and then somebody can say, oh, well, when we sought this, it wasn't the intention of councillors having it. That presents a problem to me. So I tried to make this motion short, concise. It's not broad. It does not say, you know, be provided all legal advice. It just doesn't say it. It's as simple as that. That said, if there's genuine provision, intention to revisit this in a way that will get councillors across the line, it's not the end of the world, I suppose. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Archer. We will now put that to the vote. Those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye. So Councillor Barwick, Councillor Archer and Councillor Harris. Those against the motion, please raise your hand and say aye. The other four, the motion is lost. Thank you very much. We shall move on to the next page, page 70, 14.3, land purchases by councillor. Councillor Archer, moved by Councillor Archer. Do we have a seconder? We don't seem to have a seconder. Councillor Lowe is a seconder. Okay. Councillor Archer.
Thank you, Acting Chair. my motion is before council considers purchasing any land, council must, one, obtain a land valuation from a suitably qualified person under sections 4 of the Land Valuers Act 2001, and two, obtain a building inspection from a suitably qualified person if the land includes any buildings or structures. The reason for this is of before I got on council, the previous elected council decided to buy the old RSL building. That decision, you know, I believe was sort of flawed. Was done probably with lack of guidance. I think this is just good practice to, if you're embarking on something, you do your research. I mean, this is public money that we're, ratepayers' money that we're putting at stake. You know, if a staff member, puts an item to council to, let's say, purchase a particular block of land around the municipality, or even doesn't even have to be in the municipality, I guess, that's just good process before council decides to go ahead, that we're informed, so we know what the value of the land is, you know, much the same as if you were going to purchase a house, you know, and you've got to go and borrow money from the bank, and they would want a land valuation and a building inspection. It's, to me, it's just run-of-the-mill, but unfortunately, it doesn't have to happen under the Act. I believe it should. I believe it's a good process, and it may stop council from making rash decisions, second-guessing their intentions, you know, having a bit of reflection on something you might want to do. Thank you.
Councillor Lowe.
Thank you. As a seconder, can I reserve the right to speak after everybody else, or do I have to speak now as the seconder?
The same as any other councillor, or you get the second, or you get a second opportunity because you can speak now, or you can speak.
No, well, I don't really have anything to add, so I'm just happy to listen and then.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other councillors that would like to speak for or against the motion? Councillor Bowie?
Just makes common sense as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you. Any other speakers for or against? I'd speak in support of the motion. I think I'm pretty sure back in the past, and Councillor Trini's opening comments referenced old RSL building, Anzac Drive property that's been purchased by council. I'm reliably informed that both of those things occurred in the purchase process. It's certainly not anything that we wouldn't actually do. So I'm very supportive. Are there any other speakers to the motion? No, we'll return it to Councillor Archer.
I'm glad to hear that somebody's, you know, said that's common sense, and that I've had experience on the council that, you know, there was one occasion when that didn't happen. So, yeah, let's go for it.
Thank you. We'll put that to a vote then. Those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye. Unanimous, that is. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is 14.4, the General Manager Review Panel from Councillor Barwick. Councillor Barwick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a bit sad that we have to get our motions in on a Monday night so that they can get into the agenda in time. My motion does sound not the best, but it could have been better. But we had a big chat about this at the workshop. Anyway, I'll move what I've got here because it's been out in the public arena as per it is. For the purpose of the General Manager's review, including the 5th of November 2025, the panel be comprised of all councillors.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder?
Yes.
Councillor Lowe.
Thank you.
Acting Mayor, I would like to move an amendment, please.
Like to move an amendment? Okay.
And that would be to replace that with the words that Georgetown Council include all councillors as performance review panel members when undertaking performance reviews of its general manager.
Okay, do we, can you, that's been handed over to lawyers. I don't know that it's written up yet. So no one can read that up there?
No.
We'll read it out once it's up. So do we have the amendment up yet? Okay. So we'll read it out again just so everyone's clear. The Georgetown Council include all councillors, performance review panel members when undertaking performance reviews of its general manager. We'll seek a seconder. Do we have a seconder? If there is no seconder, you can't second because you seconded the first one. So, Councillor Harris is a seconder? Okay, no problem at all. So we have a seconder for the amended motion, Councillor Archer.
Thanks, Acting Mayor. This is just a little bit of a change to revert back to all councillors being included on the performance review panel rather than just a select few. This motion complies with the Local Government Act, and in fact the intentions of the section early in the Local Government Act anyway, which states that one of councillors' primary functions is to monitor the performance of the general manager. That's a core function of councillors collectively. So a panel with not all councillors on them, is that collectively? I don't really think so. It's interesting that I believe it was today in the Examiner where Launceston City Council, I believe, has adopted to do this exact thing. We'll just leave it at that, and I might sum up with something after listening to some debate. Thank you.
Councillor Harris is a seconder.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. This is a result of a change of the Local Government Acts that have recently come about, so that all councillors are participating in the what do they call it? The what? performance review. Yes, that's it. I'm not used to that. Yeah, and it's basically a slight change in the rules and regulations, and it can only be a benefit to the councillors. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers for or against the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to make comment too that West Samar Council have also gone back to all councillors being part of that review as their role as employee or the employee of the general manager.
Thank you very much. Are there any other speakers for or against? Councillor Lowe.
Yeah, thank you. So I've participated in a number of these reviews. Unfortunately, none of them have been pleasant or easy to navigate or agreed on by all. And I did agree in previous to support the motion that landed us with the current arrangement. I didn't enjoy that process either. I was removed from it by my choice. I wasn't elected, and even if I was, I was provided the opportunity to attend, as all councillors were able to attend and were part of the discussions after that and the putting forth and the, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll just say performance current, package.
Current format?
Yeah. And the terms of agreement, etc. So I feel that I certainly was involved in the process. I may have missed some key elements and the feedback provided to us that weren't in the room, I did struggle with, and I was able to provide feedback on that. So I struggle at this point in time to again change the process. It's like the fourth iteration of how we do this. So I'm happy to listen on more, but I'm going to struggle to change it again after I've just provided my feedback to improve the last performance process. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers to or for or against? Councillor Mason?
I support the view of Councillor Lowe. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other? Councillor Ashley?
I support the view of Councillor Lowe and Councillor Mason.
I tend to come from a similar vein. We've had a couple of really clunky processes in the past, and some of them weren't very respectful to the candidate that we're actually discussing their performance review, and I'd hate to see go back to where it came from before. So that's my personal opinion. So from that, we'll return to the mover, which was Councillor Archer.
I was going to ask a question.
I'll allow that. Yep, go, Councillor.
I was going to ask, who are the three councillors that are on the review panel now, currently?
Best practice guide, I think, says that Mayor, Deputy Mayor, and is it two councillors? I think it's four all up. Comprise the panel?
Two councillors.
One
councillor.
One councillor, Jason Orr.
The best practice guidelines are in draft, but they read through you, Chair, up to five councillors. But as currently it's Mayor, Deputy Mayor, and Councillor Orr make up that panel at the moment.
Okay.
I didn't quite catch
the
one.
Mayor, the Deputy Mayor, and Councillor Orr at the moment, as elected. Okay, thank you. So, Councillor Archer, to finish up.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I can sort of see some of what's being said by other councillors sort of in changing away from it, but I was unaware that that the observers of the review were able to have input afterwards. That's news to me.
I don't know where you got that from.
I just thought that that's what Councillor Lowe said.
I believe that's an assumption.
I can clarify that. It was my intention that when it came back to council workshop that we had some input into the what we put in the performance review. I certainly felt part of that process.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to Councillor Archer summing up.
or I must have misunderstood that. I thought it was discussions that you had immediately after the observing the review process. But anyway, obviously we'll be corrected on that. So that if we look at the last review, how it was conducted with three councillors, there wasn't a mechanism in that review as it was conducted for the opinions of other councillors to be taken into consideration. There's no official channel in that. So I'd like to think that that is at the very least improved, but I'm reluctant to sort of get too far deep into that, given, you know, the topic. As I say, core function of councillors, you know, that's being diminished to core function of three councillors. It's in the Act, it's a core function of councillors. I'll leave it at that and put it to the vote. Thank you.
Okay. For those that are supportive of the motion, please raise your hand to say aye. Councillor Barwick, Councillor Archer. Those that are against the motion, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Lowe.
I'm going to agree with Councillor Archer and Councillor Barwick, sorry. I guess that makes me a
four. So you are four. Okay, Councillor Harris?
No.
Councillor Harris voted against and Dawson against. I shall. That's four, Barwick, Archer and Lowe, against Mason, Ashley, Harris and Dawson. Motion is defeated. That was the amended motion. Standing motion is defeated by the amended motion. Well, the amended motion becomes the motion.
Yeah.
Do we now need to, that becomes just a standard motion and you vote on that?
So, through you, Mr. Chair, what I believe you've just been voting on is for the amended motion to be accepted by Council. Should that have been accepted, it would have become the substantial motion. As it was not accepted by Council, I believe Councillor Archer's original motion is still to be handled.
Just for the purpose of expediency, if that's the case, I'd like to move that the substantive motion be put.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We shall put the substantive motion.
That was lost, wasn't
the
it?
Amended, so, the amended motion, which...
Amended motion.
Lost.
So it goes back to the original motion. Okay, so procedurally, I don't do this all the time. We shall go back to the original motion, which was Councillor Barwick's motion, supported and seconded by Councillor Lowe. Would you like to speak to your motion, Councillor Barwick?
No, Mr. Chairman, we discussed it so much at the workshop. I will ask that motion be put, and if it is lost, I will be back with another motion at the next council meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lowe.
Yeah, thank you. It's landed well back in my lap because I was very, torn as to how I was going to vote. I've always said that, yeah, collectively we do employ the GM and collectively we have a responsibility to the GM. So therefore, whilst I felt that I was included in the process, I can appreciate that I may have a wrong misunderstanding, or others may have felt that they weren't included in the process, and I think that that wouldn't be the case if all were present and able to contribute, so that is why I decided that I would vote. And this motion still does the same thing, so I will support the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers to or for or against the motion? Councillor Ashley.
I'd just like to say that we did have a right, all of us as councillors had a right when I first came on council to do the general manager's review, which was done by everybody and abused by some councillors as well. So therefore, I think that the way we're doing it now is a lot more progressive as far as the review goes.
Excuse me. Are there any other speakers to or for or against? No? Okay, we shall return that to Councillor Barwick.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We shall put that to the vote. Those in favour, please raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
So that would be Councillor Lowe, Councillor Archer, Councillor Barwick. Those opposed? Councillor Dawson, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, and Councillor...
Is that for or against?
Against. Okay. So how are you voting, Councillor Harris? For or against?
Against.
Against. So the voting stays the same. Yes, Councillor for, Councillor Barwick, Archer and Lowe, against Mason, Ashley, Harris and Dawson. Okay.
I didn't see your hand off, so.
Didn't, I said. Okay, thank you very much. We shall move on to 14.5, which is solstice acquittal from Councillor Barwick. Councillor Barwick.
I'd like to move that a complete acquittal of the solstice event organised and run by the Georgetown Council staff to include costs, loss and profit comments be made available to all councillors and the public in the name of transparency.
Would we like to find a seconder first?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Archer.
Thank you, Councillor Archer. The reason that I've brought this forward is that we request the same of the Neighbourhood House and the Tamar Valley Folk Festival to acquit funding that we give to them for grants. To me, we are using ratepayers' money for the 5 hours of the solstice that we put a budget in our last year's budget to the value, I think, of $70,000 in the budget. And I want it, and people have asked around the table as questions, to have it, the cost of it. I believe we need to quit that and have that out in the public arena so that we can weigh it up. Is there value? We need to do what we are asking of other groups, not just pick and choose who we ask. We need to have the costing of that as well, because it's ratepayers' money. And I may hear people say, but it's a council function. I don't care if it's a council function or not, it is ratepayers' money, and we need to be able to be accountable for what we do with ratepayers' money. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Archer.
Thank you, Acting Mayor. I think there is merit in this. It's still ratepayers' money, you know. We sort of expect other community organisations that are running events smaller than this, you know, quarter the size of this, or quarter the size of the budget expenditure, to acquit their funds and sort of provide us with some accountability. Just because it's an internal event, you know, council event, still ratepayers' money. You know, is money best spent by council itself on entertainment events, community events? Is it best spent by giving it to, or granting it to, some community organisations to do it on our behalf? By all accounts, there's certainly nothing anti-event. By all accounts, it was a lovely event. I just can't see a reason to vote against it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers for or against the motion? Councillor Mason.
What's required in the motion is really just normal course of bookmaking for the council, I should imagine. Is that right?
Is that a question through the chair to the general manager?
It's normal costing, just normal procedure. You're saying yes or no?
Oh, I wasn't sure if I was being invited, Chair.
You are, and I was trying to ascertain whether that was a question through the Chair or
a
comment.
No, sorry, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought there was anything resource heavy on being able to provide all the details for a full acquittal to the Council.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers for or against, or questions? No, thank you. Or I shall return that to Councillor Barwick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to read out what it says in finance. It says, in finance, acquittal most commonly refers to the process of submitting a report on acquittal, an acquittal report that details how funds from a grant or other sources were spent, ensuring they were used for their intended purpose. It's essentially a formal accounting of how grant money was utilised. To me, it's about us being transparent with our finances and be accountable of the use of ratepayers' money. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll put that one to the vote. Those that are supportive of the motion, please raise your hand and say aye. That would be five. So it is Berwick. Archer. Harris. Lowe. And Dawson. Ashley. And Ashley. Against. Councillor Mason. Thank you very much. The motion is passed. Item 15, councillors' questions with or without notice. It doesn't really happen anymore. We could probably amend the meeting to remove that. 16 is closed meeting. 16.1 is inter-closed meeting. The council moving to closed meeting at... What are we? 2:57 p.m. Do we have a mover? Councillor Mason. And Councillor Ashley. We'll put that to that. Unless you'd like to speak to it, Councillor Mason. Those in favour? Going to close? Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you to the gallery.
Thank you to the gallery for persisting with us.
Thank you for my lemon.
I apologise for my tardiness.